podcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 23, with verses 23 through 26. Jesus continued, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You pay tithes of mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier things of the law, judgment and mercy and fidelity. But these you should have done without neglecting others, blind guides who strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You cleanse the outside of cup and dish, but inside they are full of plunder and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside of the cup, so that the outside also may be clean." We learn today from the footnotes of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops that the Mosaic Law ordered tithing of the produce of the land in Leviticus 27:30 and Deuteronomy 14:22 through 23, and that the scribal tradition is said here to have extended this law to even the smallest herbs. The practice is criticized not in itself, but because it shows the Pharisees' preoccupation with matters of less importance while they neglect the weightier things of the law. Again, we learn in the footnotes of the USCCB that Leviticus 11:41 through 45 forbids the eating of any swarming creature. The Pharisees' scrupulosity about minor matters and neglect of greater ones is further brought out by this contrast between straining liquids that might contain a tiny swarming creature and yet swallowing the camel. The latter was one of the unclean animals forbidden by the law in Leviticus 11:4, but its gross. It is hardly possible that the scribes and Pharisees are being denounced as guilty of so gross a violation of the food laws. The swallow the camel is only a hyperbolic way of speaking of their neglect of what is important by overstating the truth. Let's listen to what God says in Leviticus 11:41 through 45. "All the creatures that swarm on the ground are loathsome and shall not be eaten. Whether it crawls on the belly, goes on all fours, or has many legs, any creatures that swarm on the earth, you shall not eat them. They are loathsome. Do not make yourselves loathsome by any swarming creature, nor defile yourselves with them, and so become unclean by them. For I, the Lord, am your God. You shall make and keep yourselves holy, because I am holy. You shall not make yourselves unclean then by any swarming creature that crawls on the ground." It's hard to be holy, but that's what God expects from you and me. Someone willing to go the extra mile when needed to share His truth of love, faith, and hope of His grace, given through you to share redemption. God wants our holiness to forgive, so as to free ourselves from any shame by living for Him first in all things. In Him we are seeking the eternal, where life is called to submit to charity in every aspect life has to offer. Difficult for most, necessary for all, to live and experience holiness. Amen. Don't forget about those seven corporal works of mercy that we embed in our document each day as we share the way of being surrendered to Christ's truth. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." We pray for my family. We pray for my wife. We pray for my mother. We pray for our children. Lord, we pray for all of those that are so special to us in our lives. We pray for those that are on our Kairos team. We pray for those who are sick today. Lord, just lift them up and heal them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in chapter 23, with verses 23 through 26. Our title of a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem this morning, ongoing, is Fidelity, Mercy, and Judgment You Lack to Obey. Hypocrites, you Pharisees and scribes, woe, cumin, dill, and mint, tithes pay, things weightier, neglected, you obviously know, fidelity, mercy, and judgment you lack to obey. Done all of these, others neglecting not, God's blind conceived, camel swallow, gnat strain spot, cup outside cleansed, hypocrites you, Pharisees and scribes true, you all a woe of blue, self-indulgence plundering you do. Pharisees blind does prove, cups inside first clean, clean also outside groove, mercy and fidelity pristine. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's June 10th, 2023. Recording with the angels this morning at 4:48 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Got a beautiful opportunity to experience the Eucharistic Congress today over at our Queen of the Universe, that beautiful church that's over in Orlando. And we'll be there this morning from 9 to 12, worshiping our Lord with our grandson in tow. We go to visit Johnny today, who many of you know as our Speaking of Jesus three times each day when we close. That's my brother-in-law, Johnny. Amen. So we close today at 8:04 in the name of Jesus again, calling out to him as we do each day. My beautiful wife and son, in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. God bless each and every one of you as we attend to the needs of Jesus. To be holy. We pray for your holiness in Jesus' name. Amen. To John and Marie, God bless you too. Closing, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen.